Yeah, it's a big moment for our family and our company, and AJ is part of the family with us. You know, we've had a very close relationship with him since his professional debut. We've taken him from the debut at the O2 to Wembley Stadium and the Unified Heavyweight World Championship against Klitschko and Joseph Parker recently as well. So it's good. You know, there wasn't a promoter or a sports entertainment company or a broadcaster that wouldn't just die to get Anthony Joshua on their roster. So for us, it's a very proud moment. We feel like we've done a great job for him. Sky Sports have done a great job. They're part of our family as well. They're number one in terms of broadcasting out there and the way they raise profiles for the fighters, but more importantly, how they support the fighters. And I think this is a great example how collectively we've gone from the debut to the very pinnacle of the sport. The biggest star in world boxing, unquestionably, in Anthony Joshua. And we're only just scratching the surface. So the next five fights, at least, I'm sure it will be till the very, very end of his career with Matchroom and Sky Sports. The Wilder fight, the Povetkin fight, possibly the winner of White against Parker on Saturday. You'll see all those fights on Sky Sports box office, and we're delighted to get this publicly announced.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I'm the only man who will be with you.
My job, I know my job. I know my situation. I know
I'm fine. That is the RC production.
But it's going to be very difficult for both of us.
BoxingWords.com. Welcome back and good morning, TBV. Another spontaneous edition of TBV in the morning. Me and Rob in the UK are back to talk. Guess what? Some UK news. Anthony Joshua continues to make headlines as he just announced a 3-year extension with Matchroom Sports and Eddie Hearns. And this is actually big news, man. You know, it's solidifying where he will end up being for the next 3 years, where and how we will view his fights for the next 3 years. And he's definitely one of the faces of boxing. So this is what we're going to be discussing. If you're interested, you know the number to call in and just tune in or give your opinion. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time, or you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype by downloading the Skype app on both Android and Skype to participate in the show. Must send a friend request to be part of the show. Let's head on out to the UK.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he was going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out, like, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWords.com.
Lift off for AJ!
Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. A little bit of UK love coming from the boxing voice today. So, yeah, Anthony Joshua pens a contract, 3-year extension. Minimum of the next five fights will be on Sky Sports box office. And yes, you know, it's good to know where your fighters are going to be fighting and things like that. Obviously, the people, you guys in America will be getting this all on the zone as well as part of the deal. So yeah, let's talk about this. See what you think of it all.
Well, let's get right into his quote. And I quote from Anthony Joshua, "When I decided to become a," oh, should I try that? "When I decided to become a professional," no, that sounds Australian. Maybe I should hear some AJ first. I need some AJ in my life. Hold on.
AJ,
well done, yes sir.
You think you could spit a little bar? We give you a couple words.
Ah,
maybe no, two words, not
I
four.
I like to blow my trumpet in that. Do you know what I mean?
In my last fight, I had to watch my weight. I'm eating too much, even though I'm a heavyweight.
Yay!
I'm on time and I'm never late. Right.
Yo, that song could always get me hype for real. When I decided to become a professional boxer, I felt the boxing market was stagnant and in need of new energy. Both Matchroom and Sky have backed me and given me the opportunity after opportunity, and I will always deliver. They've worked very hard to give me a platform to showcase my skills and tell my story. So choosing to renew our deal was always a matter of when, not if. We've created history together, and we are dedicated to keeping the UK scene in high demand for all boxers and boxing fans. But for me personally, the journey is nowhere near finished yet. Sounds like a man with a plan.
Yeah, I think he spoke the other day of, you know, the next 10 years. So, yeah, I obviously on a personal level, I'm happy. Sky is kind of the big, you know, broadcast juggernaut this side of things. They make really great promos and really push things well. And I'm just happy to have him on there now. And it's going to be because, you know, I don't want it to go down the BT and all these different out. I think he's only ever going to sign. I know there were, you know, rumors that he wasn't happy with Eddie and this, that, and the other. But maybe if the money's right.
There were rumors that, like, he was going to do his own thing. And, I mean, let's talk about it for a minute. Like, it's a bit strange, no? I mean, as big as he is, he could have brokered deals with Showtime or HBO, even Sky on his own.
Yeah, but
At this point, I mean, Mayweather did it. At this point, I don't, you know, like, I guess there is a lot of legwork. You still need a company to, like, because, you know, even Mayweather had Mayweather Promotions and a staff of people under him doing all the day-to-day things. Yeah. Maybe AJ is not ready for a full-blown AJ Boxing Promotions yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think currently as it stands, you've got to look at Matchroom, who whether you think they are the best promotional company in the world or whatever. I certainly think so, definitely this side of things. And you know, they're a machine and they're trying to, you know, move the needle, you know, across.
Just to give our listeners a little bit of UK versus US, I mean, I would have to say Bob Arum has arguably two, maybe three, and I'm really throwing the third one in there for shits and giggles because I have no clue what that name would be. But he has two pound-for-pound fighters. You know, one's already done a pay-per-view. He still has streaming rights, or he had the last streaming rights to the Pacquiao fight, which is another big draw. And he has a lot of new talent that the world is excited about. Shakur Stevenson, Teofimo Lopez, Oscar Valdez, Gilberto Ramirez. Jose Ramirez is packing damn near 16,000 in his hometown. You know, we talk about AJ and Gennady and all these people selling tickets. This young kid is doing it too. So I don't know if Eddie can claim that yet. Now, if you want to throw in Eddie being the best international promoter because he's getting his beak wet in the international scene as far as being in the U.S. and he's also a hit in the UK, then yeah, because I don't think any other promoter is doing that consistently. And with this DAZN deal, it looks like Eddie will be consistently both in U.S. and the UK. Right now, there's no one doing that.
No. Maybe went a little bit overboard, like in the world, but I just think at the moment, you know, Avram's got, you know, a long, long history, and he's and relatively Ed is fairly new to the game, perhaps we could say. And in the space of time that he's had, he's doing a great job. Obviously, boxing over here is absolutely thriving. I know you had some
over there. It's massive over there.
Yeah, I know.
Fighters want to go over there now.
Yeah,
like, a long time ago, I can remember 5 years ago, bro, we were scared. Like, if you said a big fight was happening over there, I'm like, fuck, man, they're going to rob our guy. You know what I mean? That was the feeling, the narrative.
Yeah, I always hear that kind of thing. But as much as you still hear UK fighters, like you say, wanting to come over, that sort of things, I've been hearing a lot more lately that, oh, I'd love to go fight in the UK. The fans are crazy. I'd love to go and fight. So it's obviously thriving here, and obviously Eddie's been a big part of that. And to lock Joshua down to this, like you say, he could have quite easily maybe gone out and done it himself. And, you know, even more money coming into the pockets. But I think he knows that Eddie's going to handle everything, you know, the business side of it, the
accordingly
motion, the everything. He can just, you know, focus on training and not have that kind of thing.
I mean, and he's young, right? Like you say, he's got another 10 years. So, you know, he doesn't need, he could have the last seven of his career being AJ Promotions. This next three, you know, it is one of the biggest fights of his career in this next three, according to the tape. Eddie mentioned Dillian White, Parker winner, Povetkin and Wilder. Obviously, there's going to be like another three attached to that because it'll be at least two to three fights per year for AJ. So we're looking at six or nine fights. So he has time, you know, he still has time to go the Mayweather route and get a little bit more. Like he said, let him focus. Let him focus on the training, which is what's important right now. But let me go to a quote from Matchroom Managing Director, the Golden Boy, Eddie Hearn. He says, I'm delighted to extend our promotional agreement with Anthony Joshua and also extend his relationship with Sky Sports. Anthony is a huge part of Matchroom family, and we have been with him from the debut to unifying the world titles. He is the biggest star in the sport, and we look forward to more success, more iconic nights, and seeing him become undisputed heavyweight champion. I like how he continues to flirt the Wilder fight with this deal. Hopefully we get it. I mean, I'm sure we will, since this deal is the next 3 years. Like I said, AJ could fight anywhere between two to three fights per year. What are you thinking he gets in, Rob? Does he go for the old superstar two fights a year, or does he keep it three? Because I think he's been pretty much on a calendar year doing three per year, right?
Yeah. I wonder if that, you know, maybe will just sort of ease off and maybe go to two at some point, because I think the deal said it's the minimum of five over the next 3 years. So I think the plan may be just to
dial them back. They're going to dial them back.
So I think it maybe ease off a little bit and go down to two. But, you know, in their big events, obviously, at the moment, he's doing the big stadium fights. So if three a year may be a push for some people. And I don't know. We'll have to see. But, yeah, obviously, like you say, Ed is still pumping out the undisputed fight with Wilder. You know, the same thing. We've signed it. It's in his hands now. And we've heard Wilder saying he ain't signing that contract and whatever. But that's by the by. This is, you know, a new deal signed for Joshua. And obviously, Eddie's saying we're just getting started. I know he's been teasing like massive news still to come. I think as far as DAZN is concerned. So this side of the things is really going well. And yeah, I hope that success can carry over. And obviously, you know, you guys can all tune in on DAZN. It's only $2.50 a week. You can catch all this stuff on DAZN.
Well, it looks like he's been getting two fights per year for the last 2 years. And since his next fight is scheduled for April, yeah, we can pretty much say that he will be keeping with the two fights per year. In 2017, he faced Vladimir Klitschko and Carlos Takam. And then 18 is Joseph Parker, finishing it up with Alexander Povetkin. And obviously in 2016 was Dominic Brazil and Eric Molina.
Yeah, just not quite sure on what was the dates, because maybe a 12-month period, it could still be like three, but not, you know, like January to, do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
going to be in that ballpark anyway. So, yeah.
I mean, look, in 2015, he definitely raked them in, bro. And I'm sure those were all pretty big events. When he fought, I mean, Jason Garvin, I guess that wasn't anything, but, you know, he still ended up fighting Kevin Johnson, Gary Cornish, and Dillian White that same year. So the momentum coming off of the other two nondescripts, getting into the Kingpin, then going with a, you know, domestic fight in Cornish, and then a domestic rivalry in Dillian White. That's yeah, where that momentum came from. I can see that now looking at it on paper, you know what I mean? The whole white robe and fireworks. He was definitely on a hot streak for a local boy.
Yeah, I think some of those fights you just mentioned would have been Manchester Arena and then the O2. I think it was Dillian White was at the O2.
Kevin Johnson wins the O2, Cornish in the O2, Dillian White in the O2. So he was it's like he was at the Echo with Sprott.
Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think done the maths, and after the Wembley fight in April, it's going to be looking like as a main event, Joshua's fought live in front of over 500,000, you know, spectators. So I know when the whole thing of he's the biggest star in boxing comes up, people are like, well, hang on, Canelo doing the bigger number, the bigger gates, and that's maybe because of bigger prices. But I think as a commercial, like, star, I think he perhaps is the biggest in that regard. I'm not sure quite how Canelo's connected as far as.
I need to pull the trigger because that's the last barometer that he's lacking is the U.S. pay-per-view sales. But it is definitely time to round this one up. Final thoughts are, you know, this is more about Eddie Hearn than it is about Joshua. Let's be real. If we would have been doing an announcement that Al Haymon swooped in or Oscar De La Hoya swooped in right when AJ's contract was expired with Matchroom, Bob Arum stole him, it would be the scandal of the week. And we would be saying how smart the other promoter was for, you know, landing the big fish. So congratulations to Eddie Hearn and Matchroom and even Sky Sports, because HBO would have loved to be Sky, even though they can't. So I would say HBO would have loved to be DAZN, but Box Nation would have loved to be Sky, or BT would have loved to be Sky, you know, because you want a piece of the action. That's what it's about. You want a piece of the action. I want to send a huge thank you. I want to stretch my arms all the way across the pond.
Hit record, people. Hit record.
And say thank you to all the UK listeners. I was on a conference call with our platform, and we found out today that we are the number one podcast with the highest UK listeners on the platform. So that is obviously a testament to you guys. Either appreciating the show or hating the show, right? Because Mayweather had that same effect. It was like, we love to hate Mayweather, or we love to watch him. We wanted to see him lose. I don't know. So whatever it is, whatever you're doing, keep doing is all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But again, thank you to the UK. Thank you to our 66% US listenership. And obviously, I'm not going to leave out Canada and Australia coming in. And even the Philippines whenever we talk Pacquiao, man. But, you know, we appreciate every last one of you guys. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. Future, present, past. Doesn't matter when you hit it. It helps with the visibility of the show. There should never be a couple dozen likes when a couple trillion people love this show. Come on, hit the thumbs up. Make everyone smile. I'm your host, Mr. Giz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And you can catch my co-host, Rob, at...
Hey, Rob. Obviously, good stuff from Matchroom, locking in the big star. Stay tuned. Let's see where this happens. Hopefully, we get the fight we want. But, yeah, go, Eddie.
Don't forget to head on over to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice and support your favorite show. Make sure that we stick around and do as many spontaneous shows as we do because of your support. Bye.